The decline of reading. Is reading becoming a lost skill? We read more words than ever before. So why does it feel like reading is disappearing? 20 years ago, people read newspapers, magazines, and novels almost every day. Today, many of us spend hours reading messages, captions, and headlines, yet rarely finish a chapter. Surveys suggest the average adult now reads for pleasure far less than a generation ago, while screen time keeps climbing past several hours a day. Is that still reading, or something else entirely? Researchers who study long-form reading make a strong case for the book. It demands sustained concentration, builds vocabulary, and stretches the imagination in ways a scrolling feed rarely does. Following a character through hardship for 300 pages can also build empathy, since readers spend hours inside someone else's mind. Yet the picture may be more hopeful than it looks. People still engage with enormous amounts of text every day: articles, forum threads, comics, blogs, subtitles, and encyclopedia pages. Some studies suggest the average person now reads more words daily than at almost any point in history, just spread across dozens of short bursts instead of one long sitting. Perhaps reading has not disappeared, only changed format. A comic panel, a well-argued post, and a novel all ask something different of the mind, and each has its place. The real loss may not be reading itself, but the quiet, unhurried time it once required. Perhaps the real question isn't whether we are reading less, it's whether we still give ourselves enough time to think.